How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Nick Fuentes is doubling down on his support for Democrats for the midterms, and he fully admitted it in a recent show, and we're going to expose it right here and give you an update on how the midterms look right now. So here is Nick Fuentes saying his mission is to get Democrats elected and spread as much hate and demoralization as possible.
And at this point in time, we just have to make them feel bad. We have to demoralize them. And that's honestly why I do it. That's why I do the show. That's why I do shows like this. It is to demoralize. And some of them say that like it's a bad thing, like they figured me out. They're like, he doesn't want you to know that he's running a demoralization campaign. No, I do want you to know. That's exactly what I'm doing. I am intentionally and self-consciously and willfully demoralizing you. And I'm doing it consistently and habitually over time in a concerted effort to make you feel bad because you need to feel bad. Everybody that voted for this needs to feel bad. You need to feel worse than you feel. You should be embarrassed and you should feel despair. I want you to feel despair. You need to feel hopeless. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if you don't, and if you don't feel bad, I'm not doing my job. If you don't feel despair, you're going to do it all over again in 2028. So people say, are you doing this because you want to help the Democrats? You're a secret liberal. You're a secret Democrat. This is why. Because if I don't absolutely impress upon you how hopeless you need to be. If I don't make you feel despair, you and your shithead idiot family and friends, you're going to do it all over again in 2028.
So before I get into the most recent midterm data, I've got to tell you, the reason I'm showing you this clip is not to strawman Nick Fuentes' argument at all. The reason I'm showing you this is because I think it's an incredibly transparent and candid view of his philosophy. He uses in that clip many times the word demoralize, which obviously means to lose confidence in something. He wants us to lose confidence in the GOP, in MAGA, in Trump. But it also means the very roots of the word. If you just think about the word, you've got D, meaning undo, and moralize, meaning morals, ethics, integrity. He clearly wants to turn America into a moralless hellscape. He wants to demoral America. That's why he calls American families craphead idiot families, like he does in that clip. His whole ideology is a reductive one. And everyone knows this. I mean, even his own followers watch it because of the fact that he's reductive, that he's mean, he's angry, he attacks people. He thrives off of hating people and making you hate people. He's never had a positive show. I've watched his show many times. Again, I'm really not trying to strawman him because that does nobody any good. He does not have positive shows where he talks about the greatness of America. He doesn't do it. Tucker Carlson doesn't do it. Ian Carroll, all of his side of the political aisle, do not do this. It is all about taking away the morality in America. And that's why he's supporting Democrats and praying the GOP loses. If you look at the most recent data, it is having an impact, unfortunately. Right now, these numbers are among young men who obviously are Nick Fuentes' target audience. And you can see the question that was asked is between the age of 18 and 29 is, are you going to be certainly or at least probably voting in the 2026 versus 2028 elections? This is without party affiliation. It does not matter if you're a Democrat or Republican for this poll. And what you can see is that among Democrats, independents, and Republicans, all of them are more likely to vote in 28 than 26. Now, this isn't a massive surprise. This is normal. Obviously, people want to vote in presidential elections. But you can see the disparity is even bigger among Republicans. You've got a disparity of 18%, whereas you only have a 9% disparity. So it's twice as much for Republicans. And I honestly think a lot of it is because of this demoralization that people like Nick Fuentes are trying to push. It's not just people not showing up to the ballot, though. If you look, this is a poll among young men ages 18 to 29 about who they would likely vote for in the midterms. And you can see that the GOP is at 36%, whereas the Dems are at 54%. So it's not good. And at the bottom, you can see 8% of young men who voted for Trump in 2024 say they're going to vote for Democrats in 2026. That alone is enough to swing the election the other way. And I really don't think it's a coincidence that you have people like Nick Fuentes saying these things, and then you see these results in the polls. Other polls that just came out. This is a CBS YouGov poll. This is just among registered voters more generally. And it says percentage describing each party as. And this is them describing the Democrat Party. 64% say weak, 49% say extreme, 45% say reasonable, and then only 23% say strong and effective. And on the Republican Party side, you've got much better numbers in some places, like weak, only 43% say the Republican Party's weak, and 46% say strong and 40% say effective, but 58% say extreme. And those numbers, honestly, if you look at them and side by side, you're thinking, okay, that doesn't look so bad for the Republican Party. If you look over at independent voters on this, I think it looks much worse. You can see that extreme is up to 64% for the Republican Party and only 45% for the Democrat Party, which I don't even understand how that works. And people might look at the weak and strong. You know, independent voters see the Republican Party as much stronger than the Democrat Party. I don't think that means they're going to vote for them. I think they're just saying that there's more unity in the Republican Party than there is in the Democrat Party. And I would fully agree with that. But again, just because you think someone is unified does not mean you're going to vote for them. When you say 64% is extreme, I think that means that they're not going to vote for them. And, you know, seeing only 45% extreme for Democrat is kind of mind-boggling. Finally, this is a generic congressional ballot, which obviously matters more than anything. This is an A-plus pollster as well. And Democrats are sitting at 47.8%, Republicans are at 44.4%, and 7.7% are unsure. So there's still time. This is the kind of the silver lining here. There's still time to bring those 7.7% onto the other side. Whoever gets that 7.7% wins. It's definitely not over for Republicans, but it's not looking super good at all. This is bad news for Republicans overall. I know we like to pretend sometimes that polls don't matter, but the reality is they usually do. Last time Trump had a midterm, which was in 2018, we already have historical precedents for this, the polls were actually incredibly accurate. What you had in February of 2018, so same timeline, you had polls like YouGov, Morning Consult, CNN, showing Democrats with a lead ranging from about 4 to 10, which is, you know, it's a fairly wide range, but the final generic ballot results were basically around 8% for Democrats. So spot on. I mean, the polls knew what they were talking about. So as it stands, the swing won't be as hard in 2018. If these polls stand, it'd be like 3%, but Democrats will likely win still. And that's not good. Polymarket has them at a 83% chance of victory right now, winning the House. They have a less than likely chance of winning the Senate. If I had to say what the odds were, I'd say, yeah, I'd say 17% chance Republicans keep the House and about 83% chance Democrats flip it. So this influence from Nick Fuentes and Dave Smith and Ian Carroll, et cetera, is very effective for Democrats. I actually think it is working. And I think I need to be a little bit more clear on this because I've said a lot of things about Groypers and how they affect our political movement and how they're going to affect elections moving forward. I'm not worried about Groypers winning elections in the GOP, in the primary setting. They don't win elections. Republican voters don't support them as a whole. And in fact, this demoralization is kind of a losing strategy for them. It costs them any power in the primaries in the first place because they're literally telling their supporters to not go out and vote. And that is included in the primaries as well as the general elections. So I'm not worried about the GOP structurally being infiltrated by Groypers. It's just not happening. But I am worried about it affecting the voters after the primaries. I'm worried that they're going to stay home or even vote for Democrats. And if you look at the numbers, it is trending in that direction, despite Trump fixing the economy, crime, and immigration. It is tax season, guys, and instead of partnering with a tax company that's woke and hates all of your values, partner with Quick Tax America, my partner, the people who do my taxes because they are a patriotic company, and this year they're doing all federal tax returns for only $76. $76. That's right. No matter how complicated your taxes are, all federal returns are only $76 with them. And they do all the work for you. All you got to do is upload your files, answer a 15-minute finish your return questionnaire, and schedule a call with a tax professional. Go check them out right now at quicktaxamerica.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.